Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Bon Smooth Stones. And I'm sitting up here getting organized for this show, and as I do, I want to play another song, and we'll be right back with you shortly. the just shall live. How are they going to live? Somebody say. How are they going to, when the scripture says the just shall live by faith, it means really flourish in life. How are they going to do it? How are they going to do it? They're going to live by faith. That's the kind of faith that when you believe, actions follow it. Actions follow it, my friend.
Well, welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. I am Brother Seth, and we just want to thank you for your time. As I say before, and I don't get tired of saying it, we always value your time, folks. We always value your time. We live in very important times right now. The Most High is doing a lot upon the planet, and it really, really pays to be alert and aware of what he is doing, because truly things are changing right before our eyes. You know, they keep saying the truth is often stranger than fiction, but I'm telling you, the truth is often stranger than fiction. I mean, some of the things that are done on a large scale in our world, you wouldn't believe if somebody showed it to you. You just wouldn't believe it. Who would ever think that in a million years, the people that were brought over here on slave ships would have overwhelming proof, biblical proof, scientific proof, social proof, historical proof, any other kind of proof you want to come with, that the true people of the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was their forefathers. Who would ever thought that history would be unraveled to where now we can see Israel? That we can see Israel. Who would have ever thought that? And I know even some days I wake up and, I mean, some people probably think I bathe in that revelation more than I bathe in what Israel is supposed to do now that we've been discovered. What is our calling? And that's not true. I actually do believe that what we do as Israel is more important than this newfound revelation that we're even Israel. So just so you know, people, I just feel like my calling, let me just share this real quick. I just feel like my calling, Brother Seth's calling, you have a calling, listener. Everybody's calling is different. I believe that my calling is to simply help resurrect the true house of David, or the true Jews, the true Israelites. That's it. I just believe it. And I mean, I really believe it. And I feel like other people is to come along and they have another part. They may, you know, everybody got their parts to play in this resurrection of this nation. I do talk about the obedience and how important it is now that we're Israel to be obedient to the Most High and to follow his commandments. And, you know, I do talk about that. But what I'm saying, folks, is there is so much more to this revelation than just the mere revelation of who we are. And so I hope that over the weeks, months, a few months I've been on here, that I've talked about it enough to where everybody knows that it is important to me. Okay, but I do lean towards the identity, probably more so than anything, and that's because so many people have problems with that. I mean, before you start talking about anything, you got to first get over this major, major revelation that we're Israel in the first place. And that is something very, very hard for a lot of us to comprehend. Tonight is a show. We call it the Federation
of International Israelites, the Federation of International Israelites. What does that mean, the Federation of International Israelites? What that means is, federation, as you know, means uniting or unite. So this show is about the uniting of the 12, the true 12 tribes of Israel. Israel, as you know, has been scattered to the four corners of the earth. The Most High was upset with his people. And the scripture talks about this a whole lot. Was upset with Israel, and he scattered them through the four corners of the earth. And as I've talked about so many times, as we know, the planet is pretty much a dark planet, a dark-skinned planet. That would make Israel dark-skinned, period. Just end of story. I mean, if Israel has been scattered, even if Israel was lily white, if she'd been scattered among the nations, and the nations are 92% non-white, as according to the United Nations, that would mean that Israel would be a very dark nation. So what does that mean, Brother Seth? That means in interpreting our planet, activities, political events on our planet, understanding the Bible, we've got to understand that who first Israel is. I don't think a lot of people really understand. And this is one of the things that really upsets me. I mean, not upsets me, but it kind of grieves me. Grieve is a better word. People don't understand how important Israel is to prophecy. Israel is kind of like a time clock. You know, when Israel does this, this will happen on the world stage. Then this will happen on the world stage. And then that will happen on the world stage. You know, scripture talks about when Israel become a nation, this is going to be the season of the Lord's return, the Most High's return. I mean, let me just say it right. This will be the season of the Messiah's return. So anyway, a lot happens around this whole Israel becoming a nation. Again, they go, a remnant is to return to Israel, a remnant from all 12 tribes is to return to Israel. True Israel, I mean the true Israelites, we're talking about dark-skinned people, folks, and I'm not trying to make it a black and white issue. I just want people to understand that it's not those people in Israel today. We do not acknowledge them as the true house of David. But when the true Israelites return, a remnant will return from all those 12 tribes. Then, my friend, that's when prophecy in the book of Revelation really unfolds. When the Most High has his covenant people in the land. And that has not happened. Yes, there has been a few people that have come from America that went to Dimona and doing a very good job. I have high respects for Dimona. But I don't believe that is the return that the Most High have said what happened to the house of Jacob. I don't believe we're going to come as third, fourth class citizens. Although Dimona them is getting some leeway, they're getting more respected. I just don't feel like that's what the scriptures have said that would happen to the chosen. That we would go in there and that we would have a Gentile leader standing as an Israelite and telling us what to do, and we kind of, you know, fighting his wars, and I just don't feel like that is the true house of Israel returning. So anyway, we're going to just, again, talk about a few of these things tonight. So again, welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Five Smooth Stones. Again, I'm Brother Seth, and just so everybody know, this will probably be our last night doing this on Tuesday. I will insert another program on Tuesday nights, and it will be race matters, racial matters. We'll deal with all types of things as regards to racial issues on Tuesday night. And then we will move this broadcast, since it's about Hebrews and it's for Hebrews, we'll move it on the Shabbat, where people, that's on Saturday, for those who don't know what the Shabbat is. We move it on Saturdays, where the Israelites in their time of worship can also tune in to the Federation of the International Israelites. That's on Saturday. Okay, and then Sunday we'll stay focused on amazing proof of black biblical Jews. We'll keep that going on Sundays at 3:30. But again, this show will switch to Saturdays at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. All times are Central Standard Time. And then on Thursday, we'll keep that show in place. This is at the most high. I don't decide to change this, but we'll keep it in place. And that is dealing with the One World Government, Illuminati, secret societies, what's really going on in our world on a political stage, the true power brokers of our time, spiritual warfare. I mean, all of this happens on Thursday. This is what we get into. Now that we know we Israel, what is exactly going on in our world for real, okay? We look at news in a completely different way. That's on Thursday night. Again, another late night show, just like Tuesday night, midnight show, okay? So everybody just prepare. That will happen, okay? I was just wanting to say there was something else I was going to I think we covered it all. Anyway, let's go ahead and offer this time that we have tonight to the Most High in prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for who you are in our lives. We want to thank you for how real you are. We want to thank you for your promises and your laws that protect us and guide us. We just want to thank you for the Holy Spirit being upon the earth, revealing to us who you are, as the scripture says he would. And we just ask your blessing upon the show in this special time tonight for those that are listening, that have taken out of their busy schedule to seek your face and to seek your heart and to seek what you're doing in the earth, on the earth. At this time, Father, we ask for a special blessing to the hearers of the word. And we ask that you would help me to say the things that you would have me to say and lead and guide me into the topic that you'd have me to talk about. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen. Okay. Anyway, folks, here we go. So hopefully everybody had a productive day today. I know Mondays can be challenging. I don't know why I keep thinking today is Monday. Hopefully everybody had a productive Tuesday. I know it's now Wednesday, but hopefully y'all had a wonderful, prosperous, spiritual, enlightening, all those good things type of day. But tonight we're going to talk about, again, uniting, organizing, how can we better help this new but yet not new family, the resurrection of Israel. What can we do to aid it? What can we do to be in flow with what the Most High is doing? And his church today, the real church, the true church. We know that the church has been hijacked. We know that the church has been hijacked by the money changers. We understand that. We're alert. We're aware. We ain't buying this whole building thing that everybody got going on. We ain't buying this fake prosperity message. We know that the Most High definitely wants us to prosper and be taken care of, but we're not buying this fake prosperity message that's out there. And so, folks, I'm just here to share the information Most High given me to take us to the next level, okay? Let me just read the show description. I always try to read the show description. This is something I've been doing lately just to make sure we stay focused and we all know what we're going to be talking about today, okay? So here goes the show description, and it reads, "This is a time for Israel in exile to come in fellowship with brothers and sisters. Also to reach out to those who are seeking to locate, learn about, and lean on their brothers and sisters all over the planet. Some may want to share info, exchange contact info, do business with, and some may even want to share how they're Israel using the scriptures having fulfilled Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. It's a typo there. And other scriptures. Also, everyone can build a personal directory of exiles all over the planet that you will meet on this show. So we normally on tonight, on Tuesdays, which is going to be switched as of next week again to It'll be switched actually this week to Saturdays at 11 a.m. But what we like to do on the show is try to interview people from different countries. I haven't been doing a whole lot of that lately because I've been feeling we need to do a little bit of house cleaning, if you will. So we're going to get back to start interviewing people from different countries. But I just felt like we need to lay some foundations. You know, a lot of us, you got to be careful inviting people on, don't quite know where they stand. I mean, it's a lot of people declaring this truth. We got the Israelites of America, the Israelites in Europe, the Israelites all over the world. We got them from the, even in the Arabic countries, there are people, Israelites in Arab countries, Israelites in even in Iran, I'm serious, in China, in Japan, in India. I'm talking about dark-skinned people claiming Jewish ancestry, folks. I am serious as they come. And these people are there. These people are serious about learning. But yet we need to lay some foundations and let everybody know where we're coming from, where we're going with this. So we'll get back to interviewing these people. But in the meantime, we got to do some organizing. So tonight what I want to do is I want to talk about some of these that are scattered. We haven't in a while. We want to talk about the people that are scattered, who they are, who are our brothers and sisters as far as Israel is concerned. Who are they? You know, let's talk a little bit about where they're at, what their names are. And I don't have a complete list for sure. I mean, I actually have I'm working on a major international list of every Hebrew Israelite I can find. But I can tell you right now, that list is nowhere near. It's probably 100th complete. So many more organizations out there. But I just wanted to name a few tonight. I'm going to try to do that. So as a matter of fact, let me just go ahead and do that now. We can just kind of, just so everybody have an idea that this is not no little smart, no little small movement. This is a major, major undertaking that the Most High is doing on our planet. He is serious about restoring the house of David. He is serious about resurrecting Israel. He is serious about returning to the apple of his eye. Now, when we say Israel, we got to make sure people understand what that means. Yes, a lot of us have discovered we are bloodline Israel, but the Most High is looking for those that have the heart, that heart after him. That is the true, true Israel to him. Remember the scripture says he is the one that is one inwardly, and I'm not trying to confuse anybody. There is a natural Israel, and he is going to use them, but he's going to use that portion of natural Israel that's obedient, that seek his heart, that's following his spirit. The rest of them will just, of course, they'll find out that they're Israel, but they won't go too much further than that. And I promise you, that's one of the things I hope and pray, that I go far past just knowing that we're Israel. And I hope that I encourage you to do the same, to go far past just knowing you, Israel. The Most High is looking for those that seek after him with a whole heart. And even if the Gentiles do that, they are called Israel as well. They're called spiritual Israel. So we'll talk about that hopefully tonight as well. So let's go ahead and just name some of the organizations, some of the people scattered throughout the four corners, scattered in the four corners of the planet that is true Israel. Where are they at? Who are they? What are their names? First and foremost, I want to mention the people I'm most familiar with. I'm familiar with a lot of organizations, but it's not as much as familiar as I am with the people that actually live in the land. There are two bodies of so-called dark-skinned people that live in that land that call themselves Israelites in big numbers, because there are a little bit of everybody there, but I'm talking about in big numbers. First and foremost is the Falashian Jews are. They don't like the name Falashian, but they call themselves Beta Israel. Beta Israel. These are people that were in the land when the Crusades came, and they end up leaving the land. They were scattered by the Crusades. Some of them fled, and Ethiopia took a lot of them in. And some of them stayed and fought and fought and fought the Crusades. But a lot of them end up in the land of Ethiopia, and that's the ones we know about the most. And those people end up being a very large group of people, again, called Beta Israel. The media calls them Falashian Jews. So the Israeli government actually acknowledged them as part of Israel because various reasons, and airlifted them. I think they sent like 8 jumbo planes to go in there and get the Falashian Jews and bring them home to their homeland. So they're there. They're there. They're there. All right. Now, that's one group of people that's there, Beta Israel. Beta Israel is so popular. Well, not, I don't know if I want to use the word popular. They're acknowledged by the Israelis, and Israelis also allow them to serve in their army, which I despise. I despise that move. I don't think it's good at all, folks. Just don't think it's a thing for the Falashians or the Beta Israel to be a part of at all. I despise that, but I mean, that's just my take. And then there is our brothers and sisters in the city of Dimona, Israel. And these people left the United States around 67 during the height of the civil unrest in the United States, racial tension, and went through Africa and ended up in Israel, been there for many, many years. And so I definitely acknowledge them. Matter of fact, the song I played coming on the air, first song, was one of the songs they have put out. So we definitely acknowledge the people, the second body of group from United States. They call themselves the Kingdom of Yah in Dimona, Israel. But in addition to them, there are many, many more. And I could talk more about those two groups, but I'm just going to mainly just talk about who they are, where they are for now, okay? But we'll go from A to Z. How about that? Well, let's first talk about other countries, and then we'll end with the states, okay? But there are a lot. What I'm about to say, I'll admit it's a joke. It is a joke compared to the jumbo list that's out there. It's just that I'm trying to contact people to make sure a lot of these addresses and names are valid, and I just don't have this mega list complete yet. I can't, you know, give out names and stuff. I shouldn't give out names and stuff that I'm not for sure that they even are around. But in the nation of Ghana, there is a organization, Hebrew organization, that believes that they are one of the lost scattered tribes. I'll spell the name, then I'll try to pronounce it. It's H-A space A-U-R B apostrophe M-I-Z-R-I-E-M. One more time, H-A space A-U-R space B apostrophe M-I-Z-R-I-E-M. Ha-R Bamizrim. Ha-R Bamizrim. I know I butchered that, but anyway, they are located in Cape Coast, Ghana. Cape Coast, Ghana, West Africa. And in this country, there are several groups that claim Jewish ancestry, claim to be from one of those 12 tribes. You need to know that. There are many, I'm telling you. The list I got is a joke, but again, I'm trying to go with things that I know a little bit about. Then if we would jump from Africa down to South Africa, there is a group called the Limba people. Limba has been acknowledged by the Israelis. Not that we need to say that. I probably should never say that because we don't acknowledge their acknowledgement. We don't feel like they are authoritative to acknowledge anybody because they're not Jews in the first place and we can't trust. We have seized the power to define, my friend. We are the house of David, and we have been resurrected, and we have got to start doing our own research and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us like he did early on. It all started with us, and it all is going to end with us. So salvation to the Jew first, as the scriptures say, to the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles. So in the land of South Africa, there is a group of Israelites calling themselves the Limba, L-E-M-B-A. L-E-M-B-A, we're going to have them on our show eventually. And they have been acknowledged by the, like I said, Israelis. But more importantly, they have strong ties to the scriptures and to the 12 tribes. And according to my research, they have lived out Deuteronomy 28 curses, as well as Leviticus 26 and other scriptures regarding the prophecies that's to happen to Israel. Now, a lot of you are new, and out of respect to you, I'm going to spend about 3 minutes to explain something because I think you're not going to understand this show unless I do. What is the basis? What is the foundation, Brother Seth, that you are saying these people are Israel? Again, tonight's show is designed for just Israelites. So if somebody is listening and they're not an Israelite or they don't understand nothing about Israelites, they're not going to understand this show, and some of you may want to learn. So I feel like it's definitely important that I revisit this. So, again, here's a three-minute explanation. Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy 28, is describing what is to happen to Israel. He is describing what is going to come upon Israel. In verse 46, he says, speaking of blessings, prophecies that are going to be blessings, speak of the blessings and of the curses, prophecies that are going to be about Israel being cursed. Speaking of the blessings or the cursings, he says, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder and unto thy seed forever. One more time. And they, speaking of the blessings of the curses, shall be upon thee, Israel, for a sign and a wonder and unto thy seed forever. One more time. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and unto thy seed forever. So the question is, if one wants to know who is a true Jew or a real Jew or a true Israelite, you look at the blessings and see what group of people, nation of people, is living out Deuteronomy 28 and the rest of the scriptures. Okay? It's just that simple. You look and see who is living out these blessings or who is living out these curses. Those curses are verse 14 through 68. You see, you look around the world and you look for nations and peoples that is living out those scriptures. And they, my friend, is Israel. It's just that simple. There is no other way. There is no error-proof way to know who is an Israelite. You can't trust DNA. You know, the Israelis always want to quote DNA, DNA. You can't use DNA. It's too political. People use it for their own reason. They make things be true that are not true and make things. So, anyway, you understand what I mean when I say Deuteronomy 28:46. This is the foundational scripture. This is how we know that we're Israel. It's just that simple. We keep it short and simple. We live out the prophecies more than any other people on this planet, unless there one of our brothers and sisters scattered through the four corners. It's just that simple. It is just that simple. So in the land of South Africa, there is a Limba tribe. And then we talked about Ethiopia earlier. And moving right along in South America, in Guyana, there's several organizations. For one that we know of is the Hebrew Families of Guyana. I know Jim Jones just marked that place where nobody ever want to think about going there or fellowshipping with people there, but there are Hebrew Israelites there, the Hebrew Families of Guyana, and they're in Georgetown, Guyana. And by the way, the I said it right, Georgetown, Guyana. All right, so we have Israelites folks literally in all countries. And remember, there's only 70 countries according to Genesis 10. Okay, Most High don't acknowledge a group of guys getting some tanks and AK-47s and machine guns and whatever and going into a nation and hijacking the government, pulling off a coup. He don't acknowledge all these coups and all these. You know, there's only 70 nations, truly, 70 nations, that's it. So he scattered Israel through all four corners, and scripture also said he scattered Israel into all nations, all lands. So for sure, there should be 70 nations that we should be calling out names. Where Israel, how Israel has come there. But anyway, let me just name a few more. Now, in one thing I did fail to mention in Kenya, in Africa was Kenya. Kenya, East Africa, has, this brother name is Elder Martin Ahimbo. Let me just spell his last name. Odhiambo Janko. I guess you'd call him Elder Martin Janko or Janko. But anyway, he's in Kenya. And so there's another organization in the country, in the continent of Africa. Okay? Now, like I say, they're everywhere, folks. They're everywhere. I'm flipping through many organizations in the United States. I'm just trying to highlight the ones outside of the United States, and we'll talk about the ones inside the United States. But there are some Jews called the Kohen, C-O-C-H-I-N, Kohen. At least that's the way I pronounce it, Kohen, C-O-H-I-N, Jews of India. Okay. And also, these people, well, before I move on, this group of people have seriously been talking about having these ties to the lost tribe for some time, okay? But, folks, they're there in China. There was one organization that actually left China and moved to Israel. They're a small group, but they're out there. And like I say, vast majority of these Israelites are non-white people. And you need to know that. The vast majority of these Israelites that have been scattered to four countries, there are non-white people. I'm talking about that are practicing, that have reemerged. They are non-white people. So what does this all mean to somebody sitting there tonight saying, Brother Seth, I hear you, but I'm having a hard time really understanding how does this have to How does this tie in with my salvation? How does this tie in with my calling? How does this tie in with just having a hard time understanding what this has to do with our salvation? Well, this has everything to do with your salvation because, folks, African Americans, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this either because we've talked about this many weeks that we discussed why all of this is important. But I'm going to hit it again because there's some people that are new and they're listening. They just don't understand why you keep talking about this. I know tonight, this Tuesday night, we're talking about organizing as Israel. What can we do to better, to strengthen our family cords? How can we get to know each other more? You know, this is the night we talk about organizing, and we also interview brothers and sisters that's been scattered to the four corners that are living out these prophecies, that are living just like African-American. Everything black African-Americans go through, they go through, but they live in other countries. They live other lands. And so what does it have to do with you? Well, even if you're not an African-American, even if you're not a modern-day Israelite, which we believe African-Americans are, and you all, let's say you're Caucasian, you're listening tonight, and you're trying to figure out, hey, what is this guy talking about? What I'm talking about is this. We in the United States is playing a part just like a giant play. We play a part. This country was seized, taken by force by Europeans. But the Most High was working with Europeans, even in their wickedness. As a matter of fact, the scripture says that he actually called them to do what they're doing. Not that they're some righteous people. No, no, no. They're not a righteous people. The scripture didn't say they would ever be a righteous people. The Most High said that he talked about these people in Joel 2, the book of Joel. Chapter 2, he said that there was going to be a people that was never like this people before them. Never will there be like this people after them. Talks about how that nobody is going to escape them. How they're going to gather captivity as the sand. Nobody is going to escape these folks. Now, we see today whites being 8% of our planet, yet they run the planet pretty much. And we know for a fact, lots of facts, we know for sure they're not more intelligent than we are. So there is no way the white people could do the things that they've done on this planet except the Most High was with them. This is another way we can prove we're Israel, by just looking at this one truth. There's no way in the world they could have done the things they've done unless the Most High was with them. I mean, it's just ludicrous to think that, you know, five or six guys can, you know, put some slaves on a ship and bring them a month's journey and nobody revolt, and they really bring them from Africa to the United States, to South America, and use them as it's merchandise and cargo and slaves. I mean, there's no way that could have happened for all those hundreds of years except the Most High was involved in that. It's just crazy. Again, we know they're not more intelligent. Anyway, so if you're sitting up there and you're listening and you're trying to figure out what is your part to play, what is your family, because most people, when they listen, they're very selfish. They want to know what's in it for me, what's in it for my family. I tell you what's in it for you. I'm going to start with the Caucasian, then I'm going to work my way through the family. The first thing that a white person will benefit from in all of this is the understanding of why black people do what they do. Everything about black culture is nothing more than Hebrew culture. I'm going to say it again. This is what we call, when you hear somebody say, oh, that's Jewish, oh, that's Jewish, oh, that's Jewish music, and that's this, and that's... I'm telling you, the true Jew, the true Israelite, is not white. Sorry. They're just not white. We've talked about this. We nail this every single Sunday with many scriptures, okay? The true Jew is a person that lives out the prophecies talked about in Deuteronomy 28. When you look at the prophecies in Deuteronomy 28, only one people fit that. And if any other people fit that, and there is, they're nothing. I shouldn't say one. Yeah, I meant to say one people fit that. That's Israel. But, I mean, when you look at those prophecies, African-Americans is living every single one of those prophecies found in Deuteronomy 28. There is no other nation of people. And remember, when y'all are reading and you're researching this, the Most High said these things was going to be upon Israel for 400 years. So when you're looking throughout the planet, looking to see who lives out of these particular blessings or curses, remember, you got to look at a nation. Don't look at your family and your relatives and your mom's own side of the family, your daddy's side of the family. No, you got to look at a whole nation, a nation. We, as so-called African-Americans, is one nation. We're like 40 million or something like that, 42, 43 million. We are a nation within a nation, okay? Now, look at this nation and look at this nation for 400 years. Now read Deuteronomy 28 and see, have we not as a nation, not just who's living today, us as a nation for 400 years. Have we lived out Deuteronomy 28? You're absolutely right. Have we lived out Leviticus 26? You're absolutely right. Have we lived out the rest of the Bible? You're absolutely right. Can the Israelis quote that? Absolutely not. They can't quote that. The Holocaust, as horrible as it was, and I wish it upon my enemy, and I did, and I hate the fact they had to go through it. My heart goes out to them for real on that. But the Bible never says that Israel will be put in gas ovens, nor does it describe the Holocaust anywhere in the Bible. So just because somebody calls themselves Jews and some wicked, demon-possessed man named Hitler says, these are Jews and I'm going to put them in ovens, that don't mean that he changed God's word or God's laws in any way. So, folks, what his brother said saying tonight, I'm saying we need to organize, we need to come together. And we need to support the true house of Israel. You white people out there, y'all been supporting the Israel and the land of Israel. Y'all been sending your money over there. You've been talking about it in your pulpits. You've been preaching, talking about Israel this and Israel that. Okay, now that you find out who the real Israelites are, what are you going to do about that? You got your hands full. So we're going to, this is a test for you to see how much you truly love God in the first place. Again, we are Israel. When I say we, I'm talking for myself. I'm speaking of African Americans and anybody else that is living out the specific curses found in Deuteronomy 28. One of which says you're going to be put in ships and sold as slaves. You're going to be put in ships. Moses said you're going to be put in ships and sold as slaves. My most popular one, because I know for a fact the Israelis was not put in those ships as a nation. As a nation, constantly as a nation, put in ships and sent somewhere to be slaves. They have never lived that out. Moses said they would. We got a problem. Who you going to believe? I have a question for some of y'all. Why do y'all keep saying the Jews, and you have no proof that they are who they say they are? That goes to show you that you're brainwashed by the very people we're fighting against, the ABCs, the NBCs, and the CBS, and the CNN. You listen to these same old liars. I want to play something for you. Let the young people talk about it for a second. Let me let the young people talk to y'all just for a second. Check out this little song while I get a drink for my voice, and I'll be back shortly. Let the young people talk to you for just.
From Genesis to Revelations, you could read in the pages, and you'll see black faces. The people in the book, yeah, they look like me. Change the faces and the color they took from me. Made from the purest of the rich dark mud. What color will see when it was all said and done? Tell me, what color would be the Israelite if he caught leprosy? His skin would turn white. Moses put his hand in his bosom and turned snow. Did it again and it went back to its natural tone. King Solomon said, I'm black, but I'm comely. Then what color would all of Solomon's sons be? Jesus went to a black Egypt to hide. How could that be done with blonde hair with blue eyes? Samson had seven locks. It talks about hair like wool, feet burnt like coal pot. Paul was mistaken for the Egyptian criminal. Could that be possible if he had a white visual? It's not about skin color, or close to that, it's just a fact. The people of the Bible are black. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. Who are the 12 tribes of Israel? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar. from Jacob, who was a man that walked by the Caspian Sea, the Black Sea Gentiles, before they put on the mask of me, the seed of Japheth. What the heck? How could you be a Jew when your father is Ashkenaz? They met with a Muslim bishop and Israelite to determine what doctrine sounded the most right. The religion of the Jew chose the Kagan. They mixed it with the doctrine of pagan. They wrote their own Talmud, many books they finished, and they tried to say Hebrew was the European Yiddish. Today, they call themselves Jews. How bizarre. Yesterday, they were barbarians known as Khazars. God, may God show. The only fake in this written in Revelation. You're the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9, to be exact. It's undisputable. The Israelites are black. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
Who are the 12 tribes of Israel?
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
Who are the 12 tribes of Israel?
It's not about skin complexion. It's not about white or black or anything to that direction. Every man got flesh and bones and skin tones. The Israelites are black. I'm just making it known. The truth hurts, but there's no other way to say it. If you missed it, press stop, rewind the blade. If you understand it, come on, come on, fall in the rank. Yo, here comes the roll call. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
We are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
We are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
We are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
We are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Finish my little roll call here, and again, these are organizations that we know of that exist, and there are so many. I almost feel like I should even be sharing this. This list is so incomplete. Let me just show what I'm talking about. On Facebook, even, I have so many people, and it's just, it's really nothing. I just owe y'all an apology because I really should have at least about, I know, a good 120 more of these organizations listed. But, you know, Facebook sometimes, it's probably only 7 or 8 people a part of a group. And I don't want to just, I try to have some standards as to who I'm going to call out. You know, I like a strong organization to have a building that's been around, you know, like that. But if you just start naming everybody that have some nice Bible studies with, you know, 15, 20, 30 people, which constitutes a church technically for sure because the church is within you, then folks, add another, you know, 700 or so. So anyway, but here's a few in the States. I just feel like I just should at least give you all this. Every state, every single state, have Israelites. Alabama has it. Huntsville has them. Madison, Alabama, starting with the A's, as you can see. California, lots of them in California. San Diego, Sacramento, Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut, Florida, Tampa, Florida. Florida's full of organizations. Miramar, Florida, they're in Tampa, they're in Tallahassee. They're in Orlando, like I said, Lake Worth, Florida, Georgia, Mapleton, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, for sure. Atlanta, Georgia have more organization, Hebrew organization. You know what? Yeah, let me go ahead and then I'll talk about that last. But Atlanta, have many, many organizations. Stone Mountain, College Park, I'm reading the list here, folks. Not paying planners by memory. Decatur, Georgia. America's Georgia, I think that's a city. And there's like I say, Atlanta have more than anybody. Chicago has a lot, but I'm telling you, for sure, Atlanta have more than anybody. They're in Hawaii, for sure. They're in Illinois. They're in Illinois. Like I said, Chicago has second most behind Georgia. But they're in just all over Chicago. I mean, Carlo Street, 147th Street, North Avenue Street, South Chicago Street. Rabbi Funi, if I'm pronouncing his name, Funi, F-U-N-N-I-E, he has the largest synagogue or the largest church in probably the world of Hebrew Israelites, right there in Chicago. They're the largest. But they're everywhere, folks. They all out there. You know what? Chicago actually may have more than Georgia now, look at it. But there's so many. They're in Louisiana. They're in Maryland, Baltimore. They're in Michigan. For sure, Detroit is represented. Israelites all over Detroit. Mississippi. Durham, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. Plenty in Jackson, Mississippi. Nebraska. White. As white as Nebraska is, yes, Bellevue has Israelites. We're talking about black folks claiming Jewish ancestry all over the world. We've talked about why it's important to say black. I don't want to cover that. New York. Now that I think about it, New York may be the biggest. But see what I'm saying? It's just so many. New York have pages. I mean, Buffalo, New York. New York for real. I mean, all over the city of New York for real. New Windsor, New York, Brooklyn, New York, Buffalo, New York, as I said, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, for sure, Unidale, New York, Mount Vernon, New York, South Albans, New York. Again, New York is probably the biggest, man. I think that maybe New York, then Chicago, and then Atlanta. North Carolina has Israelites, nice presence there, Nightingale and Charlotte. So Ohio, which is where I come from, so I believe for sure, because I lived there for 19 years, and I'm telling you, Ohio is strongly represented. They have a lot of churches. There's a lot of undercover churches that, this is why I think this is the largest denomination or organization in America, because there's a lot of these Hebrew Israelite pastors. There's a lot of regular pastors, regular churches, that really believe this, but they don't want to teach it because they're scared it's going to run off members, and that's going to mean they're going to run off, they're going to be without money. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that's worried about their money. That's the bottom line. They're worried about their money. They're worried about their money. They're worried about their money. Did I say they were worried about their money? They'll tell you they're going to lose some members if they preach this, but members are attached to money. That's all there is to it, folks. They don't want to talk about this because it's going to cost them dollars, but they really believe the truth. And they need to tell folks, because you've got all of our young people running out here with culture, identity issues. They have issues, you know, and when they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see. When they when they hear about black culture, they're not proud of black culture. And, I mean, what is black culture anyway? Most of the things we call black is stuff that don't really sustain us as a people. Ain't going to really sustain us or keep us as a people. What we call black, point blank, is destroying us. I'm sorry. It's just destroying us. It's been the black people saying good. Black people get, you know, soul food, all these things. I want to just hold on 1 second. Somebody has a comment, and you know that's very important on the show. We'd like to open up the show and give them a chance to comment. That's So let's do this. This is from the 817 area. Caller, go right ahead. You are on the air.
I can't hear you. You're talking too low.
I can hear you. Go right ahead, caller. What is your? You want to go ahead and state your name and the state you're calling. I mean, the name and the city you're calling from. Or you can give me a show name. You don't have to give me a real name, but give me a name, and the city you're calling from.
Mars Turner, Fort Worth, Texas. I can barely hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, can you hear me better now?
I feel you a little better. You're kind of talking a little low. I can't get to understand it.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, let me just adjust some volumes here because it's very important y'all understand. If you can't hear me, then probably some other people can't hear me. But go ahead with your comment. Or was that your comment, Mr. Mars Turner, calling from Fort Worth, Texas?
Well, my comment was really not a comment. It was just that I was listening real deeply. And because of the volume, it just kind of threw me off a little. But I'm understanding you real well. It's just that it's kind of low.
Okay.
So
now,
if you could
listen,
make sure
your phone is turned up. Make sure your phone is turned up. Because right now I'm talking with holding the phone up to my mouth. And normally when I play back this video, when I listen to the archives, whenever I do this, I'm pretty loud. So you should hear me really clear right about now.
I can hear you real well. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. You have another comment, Mr. Turner?
Well, not really. I mean, what you were saying was really sinking in, and I was understanding very, very well, but your volume had got low, so I didn't understand.
Well, let me ask you a question, and we can test the volume with this question. I've been reading all of these Hebrew Israelites, and I haven't even finished yet, and I told y'all reluctantly that for sure, I probably have another, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm talking about another 600 I could actually add to this list, and I'm going to add to the list, but I got to check some things to make sure these organizations are around and stuff. So what do you think of these organizations, Israelites, being all over the world and all over the United States? What do you think of, I mean, can you believe that so many of them are so much in state? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Did you hear the question?
Did you repeat it?
I've been reading different names. Did you hear them? Could you understand me? I know the volume was low, but could you understand me when I was reading all of the different organizations all over the planet? Not all over the planet, but I read quite a few, and they really are scattered. But in the United States, for sure, they're in every state. What did you think? Did you know that many black Jews or black Israelites organization claiming to be of the true people of the book? I mean, have you heard this before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, listen, keep listening, and I'm gonna mute you. When I mute you, hit 1 on your phone and your hand will disappear. If you have another comment, press 1 again, and I'll let you come back on and comment, okay? But I appreciate you calling and letting me know that.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody, that was Mr. Turner, Mars Turner from Fort Worth, Texas. Appreciate him calling and giving me the heads up on the volume. Y'all let me know whenever y'all can't hear me. You in the chat room as well. Can y'all hear me okay? If you can't, somebody in the chat room say we can't hear you. I really would appreciate it. But anyway, he was kind enough to call and let me know that. I appreciate that. These are the kind of things we're talking about. These are the kind of things we need. We got to be looking out for each other, all right? But anyway, thanks for that. So hit 1 on your phone, Mr. Turner, because right now your hand is up. And then that way when you hit it again, I'll know you have a comment. So hit it, press 1 on your phone right now if you can hear me okay. But anyway, back to what we were saying. what we was talking about. So anyway, I think I stopped with South Carolina. Did I cover South Carolina yet? Hold on, let me back up. I'm jumping ahead. All right, so we stopped with Ohio. Ohio has quite a few. They have a very strong non-Messianic following there. Brother Alicia on California Avenue, one of the few brothers I met when I first came to Cincinnati. I sat in his living room, and this brother had many, many issues against Christ, against Jesus or Yeshua. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't even say the name Jesus. He said JC. A lot of Israelites is of that camp where they actually don't believe in the Messiah, and that's a tragedy, at least for me. I know everybody got their own opinion. This is not a time to really get off into that doctrine, but they are following a lot of Egyptologists and a lot of teachings out there about the 16 crucified saviors, saying that Christ wasn't the only one that died, and that in the Egypt teachings that there was a Messiah, someone born of a virgin birth, this Greco-Roman. And a lot of things about the New Testament is Greco-Roman, but I happen to believe that just because signs just because Egypt have immaculate conceptions, and I know about the sun versus the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the constellations, the 12 stars, and I understand how it's the type, it mirrors the story of Christ, but that don't nullify the story of Christ. It just don't. And again, here's the biggest question I have for everybody that do not believe and accept the Messiah. If you do not accept the Messiah, you do not believe that he came, you think it's a myth, you're only sticking with the Old Testament, the major, major question I have for you, and you got to answer this question, my friend, is what are you going to do with your sin? What are you going to do with your sin? Because Christ was introduced by the Most High, sent to the earth, as the scripture says, to make it possible for us to commune to the Father. If Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of the patriarchs needed a lamb slain, blood spilled, in order to talk to the Most High, how do you feel you can just talk to the Most High on your own? This is what I don't get. I just don't understand. What are y'all offering? What kind of relationship do you have with the Most High? How can you either go before him? How can you even pray? The priest, Aaron, the priesthood is what talked to the Most High. I mean, the priest went to the Most High on our behalf by the Holy Spirit in the Holy of Holies, and when the Holy Spirit would come upon the prophets. This is how we mingle with the Most High. Again, caller 817, you're still showing you have a question if you can press 1 on your phone. But this is how we, our forefathers, was able to have a relationship with the Most High. Now, if y'all, you know that if they was not holy enough for the Most High, that there is no hope for you. Most of y'all live in America, and it's decadent society, this decadent society, and you feel like you have mustered up enough righteousness to be able to. My goodness, that's enough talk about that. That is a tragedy. What are you going to do with your sin? Anyway, Ohio, big and bad Ohio, lots of presence of Hebrew Israelites. But even though the biggest assembly is, I'm not going to say it's the biggest assembly, but I know Brother Alicia definitely has a strong following there. But Lincoln Heights also have a church there that's strong Hebrew Israelites. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere in Ohio. Ohio has Israelites, believe that. I talked with one large church there, and the pastor of the church says, I know we Israel, but I haven't been released to preach that yet. That's Ohio. Oklahoma in the house. Lots of Israelites in the state of Oklahoma. I can't say a lot. They're in Tulsa, and they're on 61st Street. They're in Tulsa. Both of these in Tulsa. Tulsa Assembly of the Service of Yahweh and the Branch of Israel is in Tulsa. Okay, so Pennsylvania, strong showing in Pennsylvania. Again, we just roll calling. is kind of letting everybody know where these people are, where the Israelites are. Y'all keep saying Israelites this, Israelites that, where you at? I mentioned the countries that we have. There are more. They're in the Caribbean. I have Caribbean brothers and sisters. You know the Rastas are in the Caribbean, and the Rastafarians are millions and millions. Last, I'm going to talk about other organizations, but we won't talk about other organizations. Let's finish the states, and then I want to talk about some really large, larger than these organizations that endorse this, okay, endorse this revelation of the Most High resurrecting natural Israel. So Pennsylvania is heavily has quite a few lots of Israelites in Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, folks, I'm just speeding right along, and Texas, can you believe Texas? El Paso, Fort Worth, Grand Prairie, Dallas, Houston, McKinney, Israelites, Houston, they're everywhere. I didn't already say Houston. Virginia has Israelites, Washington, D.C. You know, D.C. is going to, the College Chocolate City is going to definitely have a strong presence, but let me, those numbers, all as many as I just call, and I call out a lot, that is nothing compared to what I'm about to say. And remember, you're about 600 short if I add in the Facebook friends and organizations that I'm part of on Facebook. But listen to this. One name is going to probably be almost the size of all of these. The Church of God in Christ, bishop, prophet, pastor, C.H. Mason, the founder, one of the main players in the Azusa Street revival, the outbreak in Los Angeles of the pouring of the Holy Spirit, the most powerful we've seen of our time. Azusa, 1900, I think in 1902 or something like that. Anyway, Bishop Mason, in his early teachings, proclaimed that the so-called African-American were the people of the book. The Church of God in Christ have kind of gotten away from that. But one of their trusted elders is the one that has been preaching this for years, that Bishop Mason definitely and I think his name is, trying to think of the brother that started this in Dimona. His name is, he was a high-ranking official. And let's see if I can find his name. Somebody can correct me. No, it's Shalik. I want to just make sure I got it right. But anyway, he definitely brought it to the forefront that Bishop Mason preach this. And folks, I don't know if y'all know how amazing this is, but the Church of God in Christ is in every nation probably on the planet. They are the largest, one of the largest churches of our time. They are up like the Southern Baptist organization. They are huge. So anyway, Dr. Shalika, I don't want to butcher his name, but this, he was one of the elders, one of the, he is the primary teacher, or it was at one point, of the Jews or the Israelites in Dimona. And this brother is one of the ones that brought this truth to the surface. And he walked with Mason, Bishop Mason. He was part of his inner circle. So anyway, I'd have to get his name a little later on. But anyway, the Church of God in Christ is a major prophet crowd. And let's just back this thing all the way up. In the 1900s, late 1800s, Prophet Crowder was one of the voices that brought this to, was the earliest voice we have on record, declaring who Israel was. And again, for those who just tune in, because we keep getting different people tuning in, and I want just want you to know that we're talking, it's just like a little roll call. We're just calling out the various organizations, so-called Black Israelites, the Black Jews, that that we know are out there. We're just a little roll call. We're just kind of going through the states and everything. But anyway, Prophet Crowder was an early voice. He was the earliest voice I think we know out there. There's also in Mississippi Rabbi Divine. I think he's what he's still in Mississippi. But Rabbi Divine is an elder, a serious elder. He's not as old as, of course, Bishop Mason, who's passed, and he's definitely wasn't back in Prophet time, but this is another one of those early voices. But Prophet Crowder was back in the 1800s, folks, before Israel even thought about becoming a nation, all right? Garvey called his nation of people Zion, which is another name for Israel, and he believed and preached that we again were the people of the book. Okay? The Rastafari movement, I alluded to that earlier. Both these people is one of the largest organizations, again, proclaiming that true Israel were people of color, that the African American was a part of that. The Rastafari, you know, the Rastafari did one thing wrong, and ever since they endorsed this, nobody take them serious, and that is when they chose to embrace smoking weed. This is what did it for their reputation. And so you got to be careful. Like, you do one thing, you preach one thing wrong, and and our people will throw you out and wonder nothing you have to say. I don't know why we do that, but we got to grow out of that. But anyway, speaking of a voice of Rastafarians, before I back off them, I've got to say this. I would really be in trouble if I didn't say this. Rastafarians endorsed Haile Selassie. Haile Selassie is a direct descendant from Queen of Sheba and King Solomon, in that both of them had a child together called Menelik. This is all in the Bible. Menelik is the son that Queen of Sheba and Solomon had together. Solomon commanded 300 priests to go and raise Menelik, a Hebrew, make sure he knows the ways of Israel. So he sent with, when Queen of Sheba came back to see Solomon with his child, Solomon sent 300 priests to raise their son, an Israelite. So this was the first time. Well, can't say first time because everything started in Ethiopia, but this is when Israel's culture, I should say, we know for a fact this is one time that it touched the land of Ethiopia. Anyway, Haile Selassie is a direct descendant of that union, okay? And Haile Selassie also is one of the ones that, again, proclaimed to the world that the African-American was one of the lost tribes of Israel. I've given y'all a lot of names. I hope y'all go and research this, okay? Haile Selassie was one of the main voices, especially when his land was under attack by the Italians. But he pronounced that African-Americans were one of the lost tribes of Israel, okay? Haile Selassie, this is the president of the nation, a mighty, respected man back in the day. Okay, so the Church of the Living God, Pillar, Ground, and Truth, another gigantic jumbo organization that endorsed that African Americans are the true people of the book. Y'all didn't know that, did you? The Church of the Living God, Pillar, Ground, and Truth. Check it out. Write these names down. Don't never listen to no one person, including Brother Seth. Go and research these things out and see if they be so. So anyway, we got the Rastafari. There is a group, in addition to the Cochin Jews in India, there is a group called the Untouchables. I forgot to mention them earlier, so I got to definitely pay my respect to the Untouchables. By the way, they don't call them that no more, but this is a group of people that live so much like the African American. Some people say they suffered more than the African American. But sure, they would be one of the lost tribes. But the Untouchables is a very dark skin. It's India's darkest group of people. India's darkest group of people, talking about the hues of skin, darkest skin in India. And they at one point, and still today, because I was in India about 7 years ago, and they still are persecuted. They still are disrespected. They still are second, third class citizens. I mean, I saw with my own eyes. And I got pictures to prove it, actually. I think I loaded some of them on Facebook. I know some of them, I didn't load everything, but I loaded a few of them. But the untouchable folks is living out Deuteronomy 28 as a nation curses for sure. Again, the untouchable. But they called the more proper name would be Dalits. D-A-L-I-T. D-A-L-I-T-S. The Dalit people of India. For sure. They don't claim to be Israel now. I don't think so. I've never heard of a Dalit saying we're Israel. But when you look at their lifestyle, you look at what they've been through, how they got to India, they are living out Deuteronomy 28. They are Israel, whether they know it or not. Okay. So, anyway, we are scattered to the four corners, folks. We're scattered to the four corners. I would love to know what y'all think about that in the chat room, those of you that want to chat. And I'm still waiting on 817 to press 1 because he's still showing he has a comment. If you got a comment to the brother, Mr. Turner, simply press 1 on your phone and then press it again. Then I'll know you have a comment. But right now your hand is up and it looks like you have a comment. So if you really do, hit 1, then hit it again. If you don't have a comment, just hit it 1 time. All right, so you don't have a comment right now. Showing you don't have a comment. But if you, again, want to say something, hit press 1. Okay, so he does want to say something. All right, hold on 1 second. Okay, 817, Mr. Turner, go right ahead.
Well, I mean, the concept of what you're speaking of as well. But the only thing I'm not really confused about it, but even though in the times and the era that you're speaking what you're speaking, I always have a thought in my mind besides the Jews and the concepts of what you're talking about. I always wonder about Obama. You know, Obama's name is Obama. They just called him Obama, but he got an S on his name. And his middle name is Hussein. But when you say Barack Obama, his name is Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, Barack Hussein Obama. But the main thing I'm really concerned about is if his name is Barack, the only thing I'm thinking about is we fought in Iraq. So his middle name is Hussein. He just got rid of that guy. But the last thing of our president is Obama. But for some reason, why does his name match with Osama bin Laden? I mean, is that a concept of what the issue may be, or
Let me try to answer this. What you're bringing up right now has absolutely, positively nothing to do with what I'm saying. But it's a very interesting, and I'm sure you got a lot of noise in the background. It's real loud. Can you make sure, if you don't mind, can you keep that noise down, please, if it's possible? But because it's becoming loud.
But our brother can hear you. You can talk a little louder.
Yeah, but the noise in the background is real loud, I'm telling you. It's just the way these phones are made. But anyway, with regards to the name Osama, and then Iraq and Barack, his people, his father is from an African country. Osama is a very common name. Most names in Arab world, there's a lot of them. They don't take pride in, I have the only name like this. My name is Shaniqua Lamika, and I'm the only Shaniqua Lamika. They like having 15,000 people by the same name. Like, why would somebody born today call his son Muhammad? We know for a fact there's a billion people named Muhammad. They don't care. They just want, and it has to do with family lineage. A lot of times their names it reflects their family lineage. You can tell where a person, by a person's name, you can literally tell where they stay, region. Osama is Arab. Osama, Barack is Arab. Barack is Arab. My understanding. Obama is. I know Obama is Arab, and I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that Barack is as well. So you can't go by just because. I mean, there's people named probably in other countries. They probably name really is Iraq. If I check all the presidents of the world, somebody's name might be some Iraq. That may be their name because Iraq. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? You're talking about an entire different culture. You can't use your culture to what's the word I'm looking for? You're thinking from a Western standpoint. You're saying, oh, look at this name. Something happened in Iraq. Here's a man named Barack. Can't go by that. It's going to be a lot of AQs named Iraq, Barack, Syrac. Just go. You don't believe me, go online right now. Pull up an Islamic name catalog or something, or index, and you'll see there's a lot of names in it with AQ, Barack. I mean, Iraq, Syrac, especially Obama, Osama, Oyana. That's Arab. That's all that means. It's Arab.
Well,
I don't think it's nothing to it. I don't think it's prophetic. I don't think it's nothing. I just think you're dealing with a man that has a, and like his middle name, Hussein, are you kidding me? There is, Hussein is as popular as Smith in the Arab world.
It's not what I'm
saying. It's almost like if you're from that region of the world, your name should be Hussein somewhere.
Well, he's not from that region of the
world. There's Hussein to say. There's Husseins that are Christians, that there are Husseins that are not Christian. There are Husseins that are atheists. There's Husseins. There's all types of Husseins. There's Osamas. There's Oyanas. There's Olamas. There's Baramas. There's a whole lot of AMA names. That's Arab. It don't mean anything. It could. You're right. To me, it don't mean anything. But you're right. I did first think of it when I first heard this man was running for president. And I did think of the name Hussein. So you have a point. I did think of what you're saying right now, I thought of it. Ooh, this is weird. This man's name is Hussein. His first name. That's why I thought he wasn't going to be president. And there's nowhere in the world white America is going to make that man president if he had any ties with any of them people. They done dug into this.
No, it's not that he had ties with people. It's just the name of the black president. It's not about it. It's not about no ties. It's about why is his name met during the war and the era of what's going on, even though I'm going to say it again. His name is Barack. We fought in Iraq. Why I got a B on it? Why? Because even though they put a B on it, it still say, you know, Barack.
But listen,
Barack,
I don't want
to. Barack could be black. You could be in black and tell in the area right now what's going on. But his middle name
look,
is.
Look, hear me out. Hold on a second, caller. Listen, I want you to know that what you're saying, I'm sure everybody listening have thought of it. But if the CIA, FBI, and the white powers of this world could not find nothing, and you know they took a white glove and went everywhere possible with regards to that family, that name, that man, They dug up everybody. When you president, he's still on the microscope. They're still crawling around on their knees trying to find something on him. Trust me, if he was had any ties within the organization, we would know about it. As a matter of fact, he would have never got that far. Somebody would put a bullet in his head, including, I'm talking about his own security people.
No, that's not what I'm saying, though. Hold on,
but I don't want to keep going on because we off the subject. We way off the subject. Now we're not even saying the word Hebrew no more. And this show is designed for Hebrew Israelites. Now what you should do, caller, is call on Thursday night when we're talking about the one world government, what they're trying to do. You know, people, we talk about the very things you're talking about. But this show is dedicated to the Israelites. Where they are, what they're doing, who they are, where, you know, I'm doing a roll call and letting everybody know where these people are at and how, you know. So let's focus on that if you don't mind. If you don't mind, I ain't trying to be, you know, I'm just trying to stay focused because we got people that tune into this show specifically to hear these kinds of things, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute if that's okay. If you have a comment, don't forget to just press 1. So I'm going to put you on. I'm going to mute you and then press 1 so your hand will go down. Then press 1 later on if you have another comment, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's a very good point he brought up, but I just want to stay focused on this, everybody. So we did a roll call. I went throughout the whole United States. Again, Israelites, Hebrew Israelites are in all of the states, okay? The Church of God in Christ, a million strong, founded Charles H. Mason, Bishop Charles H. Mason, said out of his mouth and preached that the African American was one of the lost tribes. Okay, that is a major. Now remember, he is the one that laid hands and on the Assemblies of God founder. The Assemblies of God's founder had their hands laid on. Bishop Mason laid hands on the Assemblies of God's founder, okay? And so I'm letting you know how powerful this man was. Bishop Mason, the Church of God and the Church of God in Christ used to be one. Did y'all know that? The Church of God and the Church of God, we're talking about millions of people, used to be one, but racism separated, and that's why you got the Church of God in Christ, black folks, and the Church of God, white people. That ain't strong. I don't know what it is. So that's millions of people that this brother has influenced. But he definitely spoke about this. Marcus Garvey, again, led a very strong movement saying that, calling his people Zionists and saying we're the people of the book. Church of the Living God, Pillar Ground and Truth, please take note of this gigantic multi-million dollar denomination that's probably on your corners right now in some places, depends on where you're at in the world. But they're worldwide, and they have also said the same thing. African Americans are one of the lost tribes of the House of Israel. Many organizations and churches, especially white churches, know this. A lot of white people are the one that spearhead this information. It's just that it don't profit them to keep saying it among their white congregants. And, you know, they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. I asked the Most High a long time ago. I prayed this prayer to the Father, and I said, why do I keep hearing that you're getting ready to use the first like never before, the last is going to be first and first is going to be last? I didn't like that. It sounded racist. But although those of you think I have such a trouble with white people, I asked the Most High, why do I keep hearing that you're going to use the black man like never before, and the first is going to be last, and last is going to be first? That sounds so racist. Why would you do that? It's good to see my brother or sister, I don't know who this is, exposing demons. We had a little conversation, so it's good to see them. It's good to see everybody. I don't want to talk about them, but we had a special conversation. But I'm glad to see everybody there, and the Jewish producer and Patriot Greg and all of the guests and everybody. But anyway, lost my train of thought there. But what was I saying? Well, folks, okay, Exposing Demons says, this sounds like racist doctrine with a biblical twist. I would ask this person, if he would please call the phone line or she would please call the phone line and just voice and say, man, it's good you're in the chat room, and that's good, but your little sound bites, when you say something, you got to be able to validate it, and I want people to hear what you're saying. And we have 20 minutes left. I'll let you talk most of the 20 minutes because I welcome opposition. I'm not one of those that run from opposition. You get front stage, red carpet on this show because I want people to hear. They've been hearing from me. So maybe you can rebuke me on the air, let everybody know what you're saying. Last week you came on the show and you said, I rebuke this show in the name of Jesus. Today you're saying this sounds like racist doctrine with a biblical twist. So call in, and I promise we won't hold you long because I know you may, you know, note your phone if you're charged or not, but we can let you talk, okay? But you're making little comments like this sound like a racist twist. How is it racist? The Bible says, I have to say black and white because white people have went before us and made everything white. So in order to defuse and to correct this lie, everything is white with them. Everything. Everything. So whites have said everything is white. The whole Bible is white, okay? I went to Jerusalem. All of Jerusalem is white until you get outside and drive around it. I mean, that's what they do. They whitewash the whole thing. Now, Exposing Demons, this is a gentleman, I'm assuming, in the chat room. His name is Exposing Demons. And he comes on last week and he says, I rebuke this show in the name of Jesus. Today he's saying, this sounds like racist doctrine with a biblical twist. Then he just said, I'm not running from you, but he won't call the line. Well, y'all can hear this person say, see, when you got to be able to call and have the boldness, you know, especially if you know that I'm talking to lots of people, then you need to come at me with lots of people and say, you know what, brother, I appreciate what you're doing, blah, 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 but here's where we disagree. You know, but this business of coming in a little chat room and saying a little stuff and running, this is what we're tired of as Israelites. We want the churches, the pastors, the apostles and teachers, most of them agree with us, I think, but we, the ones that don't, I want to talk to you. But anyway, I said earlier when you wasn't around Exposing Demons, I'll call you that, I mentioned that Moses said in Deuteronomy 28 that the Israelites will go through certain things. When you look at Deuteronomy 28 and see what things he said, what things he said Israel will go through, there ain't but one people that I know of that's going through this. They are the African Americans. If there's any other people, and we know that there are, there's 11 other tribes that's going through it too, scattered out the four corners. Okay, those tribes that we've, other people that we think might be going through what African Americans going through, I mean, I know history, I've been reading upon all these different people that's been scattered that's calling themselves Israel as well. Yeah, they've been brought there in ships, as Moses said would happen in Deuteronomy 28 and 68. And they have their nation or their group, or they're led by women. Moses said that was another thing that would happen to Israel. A lot of their sons have been taken captive. Moses said that was another thing that would happen to Israel. They, you know, have been scattered, obviously, outside of Israel. Moses said that Israel will be scattered to the four corners, so they're scattered way out somewhere. So they follow that in the scriptures. I mean, when we look at the scriptures, then we look at the people in Israel calling themselves the Israelis, the real Jews. They haven't went through any of this. Yeah, the Bible really, somebody named Patriot Gregg said, Patriot Gregg, I know you are, we've talked before. But the Bible doesn't talk about black and white, right? Except, actually it does talk about white skin being a curse. Y'all want to go there for real. For real, for real. But I'm just saying, in the Bible, it talks about what Israel will go through. It is a non-argument with me. This is how I've been to Israel 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And all those times I went, like 8 years straight, I'm telling you, I talk to rabbis and they have no answer for what I'm saying. So if y'all gonna bounce in this chat room and all of a sudden have some great revelations, please drop it on me. I don't have to even say Israel is black. I can say it like this, and you'll still get offended because you know who it is. I can say wherever Israel was that Moses said in Deuteronomy 28:6-8 that they was going to be put in ships and sold as slaves. What you have to say to that? I can say Moses said that Israel's good men would not take care of their children. That's Deuteronomy 28. What you got to say to that? I can say Moses said that Israel would have young men, but they will not enjoy them because they'd be taken to captivity. What do you have to say to that? Every time I quote a prophecy, think of the people in Israel. I'm not going to spend my whole show talking to y'all because we've already covered this, and I hate for people coming in the last 20 minutes and try to, and not that you're trying to change it, but I'm just not going to do it. But I'm just letting you see, you know, and you're saying I cherry-pick scriptures, okay? Now, I want you to listen. This is one of the things that was said. These people come on, they say you cherry-pick scriptures. How can you say if somebody cherry-picks scriptures if you come in late on the subject? That's number one. How can you say somebody cherry-picks scriptures when you show up late? You got to show up and when the show starts, hear it all the way, and maybe the last 15 minutes you can say I cherry-pick because you've heard me. That's the first issue you can't say, all right? But second of all, who lives out of Deuteronomy 28? Do you shake hands with a white person? I do better than the white than that. I worship with white people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not dealing with some little Rudy Poot here, okay? So I'm sorry, you're just not. You got a full-fledged Bible-thumping minister of the gospel on your hand right now, a non-racist, loving everybody, ain't afraid to love white people, totally non-racist brother on your hand. So anyway, what I'm saying is this. Who lives out Deuteronomy 28? Who lives out Leviticus 26? Nothing that the Jewish people have went through, so-called Jewish people have went through, is in the Bible. Nothing that they have done collectively as a nation. In other words, all of the Jewish people did this, and that's in the Bible. Okay, they came to Israel. A lot of people say, well, that's, Brother Seth, that's biblical. That's biblical. Well, no, it's not, because the Most High said when Israel is returns, the so-called Aliyah or the Aliyah, as they call it, when Israel returned to their homeland, they would come from all four corners. Everybody, where did Israel come from? Let's all say it on three. One, two, three. You got it. Europe. They just recently did this thing with the Falashian Jews, or the Beta Israel, they call them. Okay? They just invited some Chinese Jews, you know, not too long ago, just a few of them. But they didn't invite them people that seriously welcomed them there back home as a Jew. The Falashian Jews, the so-called Beta Israel, is treated like, you know what, just like in the United States, they do black people out, the powers that be. It's racism, folks. But these people make you think that, oh, we welcome home the Falashian Jews. Go ask the Falashian Jews how welcome they are. First thing they do is put them in the army. They're probably on the front line. That happened. So all I'm saying is this. Again, what have the Jewish people went through that scripture? And then let's look at the people I believe and millions believe, most outside of the West, believe is true Israel. When you look at the African American, what is their name? They had a name change. Did Jewish people have a name change? African. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Somebody says, who were the Jews with Moses? Y'all are a little late. I'm sorry. You're going to have to just check out the next show. Again, we're going to have the show on Saturday at 11 a.m. We're going to finish up this because we're going to have another show. But anyway, you know, anyway, absolutely. God do love the world. Somebody put John 3:16. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? Of course we know we love it. Anyway, let's stay focused. We're talking about on this show today the federation, the uniting.
uniting of real Israelites. They have been scattered to the four corners. They have been scattered to the four corners. Vast majority of the planet is 92% non-white. The planet is non-white, folks. Everybody, all you people that just jumped in and probably said, hey, go to this guy's show. All you people, listen. Yeah, 8% of the planet. And white people, that number is going to get smaller because most white people, Caucasian as a whole, not every single one. There is always exceptions to the rules. Okay, so please don't say I said all. But the vast majority of the culture of the West, homosexuality is strong in the white community. That's going to hurt your numbers. You're already 8%. You'll never be greater than 8% because of the vast majority of the strong homosexual culture inside of the Caucasian arena, the freedom, the so-called sexual freedom. You know, a lot of people pride that. A lot of people proud about that. Okay, that's number one. Number two is a lot of white people are professionals. They have degrees, and they are more conservative in childbearing, so they have one and two kids. It's very, very, very common among European and among Westerners. Okay, fine. But that's the truth. Okay, watch this. Because they don't have very many kids, and then so-called black people, Latinos, and everybody else is having all these babies, that threatens genetic survival of whites. I'm trying to show you how for sure Israel has to be people of color. What does that mean? We already talked about what does it mean. This is not about no black and white thing. Y'all trying to come into the chat room and make it that. But you're late. It's not about that. Most High is doing a work with his people, and you better get on board with what it is. If you don't want to acknowledge true Israel, fine. Go ahead and endorse the people over in Israel. Line up with them and be destroyed, because those people are not going to be successful. The true Israelites, the Most High already said they will be preserved, and they are going to win in that valley of Armageddon. So let me finish. So white America is 8% of the population according to the United Nations. So with the homosexuality being very strong and with them having very few kids, okay, and here's a big one. Here's the biggest thing. With white women, precious women marrying black men and black women marrying precious white men, I'm saying precious because ain't no racism inside of me. Y'all got to go argue with somebody else. You're going to have to deal tonight if you're going to make some sense, okay? But when you have interracial marriages, knowing that the black gene is the dominant gene, it is impossible for white people to stay 8%. Now, in y'all's classes, because most white people, you know, not all, but a lot of y'all go to very good schools, and you know about genes. You know that the black gene, and it is a such thing as a black gene. Okay, we're not talking about the Bible right now. I'm talking about science. You know that the black gene is the dominant gene, and you know when there's intermixing, the baby ceases to be white. So with white women on the rise, marrying black men, white men on the rise, marrying black women, or, you know, them getting together, that annihilates to some degree the so-called Caucasian population. Couple that with homosexuality, couple that with having very few kids. Folks, I'm just talking about flat science. It's hard to have or to be a majority with those type of factors inside of a culture where it relates to intermingling. Now, what am I trying to say? In history, the Jews went to a black Egypt and stayed there for 400 years mixing, even if they were initially white, which is foolishness. But even if they were, they would have been serious dark people. But that wasn't good enough. They went into Canaan and did the same thing. Lamentations, which I talk about this on Sundays. Lamentation, it talks about our skin was black like an oven. Our visage was black. Christ had hair like wool. Wool. You ever try to put a comb through wool? His feet look like burnt bronze. Folks, look outside your window. You see green and brown. The Most High made man from the dust of the earth. Now, I let y'all win this first round. Y'all got me off my subject. But while you got me off my subject, deal with me now. He made men from the dust of the earth. What color is dust? Now look back outside your window and tell me if you see any color that look like white. That's not a slap in the face. Anybody that's been listening to Fire Smooth Stone, I got white people that constantly write me and we talk all the time. They know where I'm coming from. Look outside your window. There is nothing the color of white people on the planet. It's because white people come from black people. We're all one people. So I can never, ever, 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 ever be a racist. I believe that I'm white. I'm just have melanin on top of the white. Now, everybody in this chat room that's tripping right now, you should be, like, falling off the chair. Because if I believe I'm white, then I believe I'm a part of you. The doctor said if you need a heart or a lung, a white person's heart is a lot of time better for you than a black person's heart. So we're all one people. But the brownness, the melanin, the earth, the humus, that soil under that top-level dirt, that is what I believe the Most High made man with. Remember he said, dust your heart and dust shall you return. We wasn't around to see how the dust started when he said, dust thou art. We couldn't see. Nobody could see Adam back then. But then he said, dust you are, dust shall you return. We get to see where everybody returned. What color did everybody return? I rest my case. This is the Most High's choice for his man, for his creation. Is it racist? Should black people feel all proud and look down on a white man? No. This is just facts. So if Israel is dark-skinned, who are the people in Israel? We talk about that on Sundays. We talk about that on Sundays, folks. So this show tonight is to highlight who Israel is, how they need to be unifying, and that's it. There's nothing else. The Most High is doing a work with the nation of Israel. He did also say Revelation 2:9, 2:9 and 3:9 about a people that would be in Israel that would not be the real Jews. Jeremiah 1 talks about, he said he would bring all the nations of the north to Israel as a punishment. That's who they are. They're who he said they would be in Jeremiah 1. He said he would empty out Europe, all the families. Read it, folks. All you in the chat room, read it. Okay? So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close this out. And I'm going to play some for those of you on the phone lines. Everybody else, if you want to listen to this last piece, you're going to have to call the number. But the chat room is now closed. So, I mean, it's right at 4 o'clock. So, anyway, thank y'all for listening. And check out this last little piece I got. I want y'all to hear this. It's going to be something you'll like.
Where is Public Enemy?
What's the deal? What's your latest hit, brother?
Fear of a Black Planet.
Man, don't you worry about things. I'm just going to know she's not my type.
But suppose she says she loves me.
All you're afraid of the mix of black and white. Living in a land where the law say, listen to race, make the blood impure.
People are afraid of. got people living in fear, my state of mind.
I got faith.
I'm not the one that's running, but they got me on the run. Treat me like
I
have
a gun.
All I got is jeans and chromosomes. Consider me black to the bone. All I want is peace and love on this planet. Ain't how that God planned it.
In humble adoration, we bow before your throne. As we come before your presence, we honor you alone. So we lift up our voices as trumpets heralding you. You are the King of glory, so this is what we do in humble adoration. Father, we bow before your throne as we come before your presence. We honor you alone, so we lift up our voices as trumpets heralding you. You are the King of glory, so this is what we do. We worship you today. 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 Father, how we love you today. And we worship you just because of who you are. Oh, I wish I had somebody to help me sing an humble adoration.